In conclusion, we're preparing for a very different kind of world. We can expect a major initial shock and then a long period of adjustment. We need to decentralize and reestablish local control. No more business as usual. Local grassroots solutions are not going to give you business as usual. That's a creature of cheap credit and cheap energy. Both of those are going away. Now, some years ago, former Vice President Dick Cheney in the United States said that the American lifestyle was not negotiable. Now, I would generalize that to the whole world, the whole developed world anyway, and say that's true because reality is not going to negotiate with you. Reality is going to determine what is and is not physically possible, and it's our job to get our expectations in line with what reality can hope to deliver. Now, if our expectations are pinned on ever-increasing material prosperity, we're probably going to be disappointed. But it's not a new iPad every year that makes people happy. It's community. It's relationships of interdependence. If we shift our expectations towards voluntary simplicity and working with other people, then we can rediscover what it means to be human. And this is a profoundly positive thing. So to sum up, I would say you can't change the waves, but you can learn to surf. So these swings of expansion and contraction are bigger than you are. Nobody's controlling them. You can't prevent the fact that bust will follow boom. It always has and it always will. What you can do is identify where you are in the cycle and act accordingly. It's about learning the lessons of history and applying them in our time. We're the first generation that's ever had the opportunity to do that, and it's an opportunity we simply can't afford to waste. Thank you very much.
That was leading Canadian system analyst and expert on sustainability, energy and finance, Nicole Foss. She was in Australia recently for a speaking tour. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Paul Barclay. Bye for now.